4 or 5 months old, and I come home and she's in that walking stage, you know. We had satellite phones back then, you know, we had the Zoom too, but the internet connection wasn't the greatest, you know.
Yeah.
So a lot of times satellite phones, and then of course if there's incoming rounds, you gotta, you know, black out, and then you wouldn't be able to get on the phones for 2 or 3 weeks. So it's difficult, you know, don't get me wrong, it's difficult. I wouldn't do anything to trade in for the world, and you know, that really touched my heart, you know, seeing the way Clemson put on that ceremony. I mean, it was just fantastic.
Yeah, no doubt.
I enjoyed every bit of it.
Yeah, no doubt.
My son Gavin that was with me, I mean, he was really touched. I said, you know, it's all right, bud, let it out. You know, these people have never been found before, you know, and especially that POWMIA. And I said, that's just, you know, what their families have went through all these years, you know, have never been found. I said, I couldn't even imagine, you know.
Yeah. Texas talking about Louisville players were clapping during those every one of those, and just first class, no doubt about it, first class.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then you getting back to the game, you know, what an attack mode by our defense. You know, I think they played pretty well. Wade Woodass, man, this kid, he's gonna be good.
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna be really good. You know, and I know he got more playing time because Simpson was out, but you know, I think overall the defense played pretty good. Had a few deep shots, you know, but I give credit to that Louisville quarterback, the second string. I mean, he took some shots and he kept hanging in there and he made some good throws. I'll take your comments off there, Mickey. Thank you and have a great
week.
Thank
you, Robbie. Thanks for the phone. Thanks for your service as well.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that. What you guys, brave men and women, do allow us to do this. Yeah, the game changed on Saturday. Cunningham, they weren't going to let him throw the ball downfield for some reason. I asked Louisville fans, I met two nice gentlemen during the halftime, asking about their offense and Cunningham, what they're doing. And I said, is Cunningham, just how hurt is he with the hand? Because you could tell, I didn't know he was hurt with the shoulder on the last play. But with the hand, you know, because are they not letting him throw the ball as much? And he goes, and both Louisville guys said, look, you don't give yourself enough credit. Clemson's defensive line is all over him. He didn't have time to throw the ball downfield. We were reminded of this. You know, sometimes we look too much in the mirror and not enough other things around us. We've been complaining about Clemson's defensive line a couple of times this year. But in order for Louisville to throw the ball downfield, you got to have time. Those routes take time to develop. I thought that the backup, Doman maybe, the Louisville backup, I thought he did a really good job of standing in there. He took a physical beating, and I thought he did a good job of stepping up and hitting some of those throws, including the touchdown there on the last play, which was a big one to Smith. But that was the game plan changed when Cunningham's feet can beat you, and so Wes Goodwin, especially in the second half, they did a good job of containing Cunningham in the pocket. They let him out for the 26-yard run there. If you take away the 26-yard run to end the half, which they were in total prevent on a Hail Mary, if you take away that, Cunningham had 5 carries for -6 yards. They did a great job of keeping him in the pocket. He was 10 of 13 passing for just 75 yards. I mean, really, Louisville's offense was much better in the second half because they had a vertical passing game. But to give Clemson just a heck of a lot of credit for that, for sure. Telephone number 654-ROAR, our Adams & Co. roofing text line, 654-7627. Got a lot of Military Appreciation Day thoughts here. Texture says, this is from 9866. The surprise homecoming was my favorite part of Veterans Day festivities. The joy in the family's reaction was awesome. Man, seeing those little kids, one son run up to his dad, the 105-year-old veteran. I mean, just over and over and over again, seeing his great stories. The MIA POW stuff, it was just fantastic. Louisville players clapping during the announcements. It was just absolutely fantastic, no doubt. Got a lot of Drake May comments about Heisman Trophy stuff. Texas said, would Drake May win the Heisman Trophy if he was in the SEC? He goes, I'm a Clemson fan in Lexington, Kentucky. You can't get people to hardly watch an ACC game here. Watch 2 games this year with 2 friends and big college football fans, knowing Clemson's my favorite team. They paid very little attention to the games. I believe the issue is a lack of promotion by ESPN. Nobody watches the ACC network. Yeah, I mean, you got to win more out of conference too. It's not totally, you know, ESPN or ABC's fault through all that. You got to win. But North Carolina's winning right now. And North Carolina's doing a really good job of that right now. And as a result, you need more of those things that are happening, like in the rankings. And the Tar Heels now are ranked 13th in the country, ranked 11th in the coaches' poll. They're knocking on the top 10 right now. And people pay attention more to the top 10. And so Florida State's ranked 20th in both polls right now. You need to find a way to continue to do that and keep moving up through that. And just play better football. Look, Clemson was in a situation years ago. People said that people didn't give them any respect. Well, fact of the matter is, Clemson went out and earned respect by beating Bama and beating Ohio State, beating LSU, beating Notre Dame, beating Texas A&M, beating Auburn. You go do those things, beating Oklahoma. You go do those things, and people will pay attention more. Some of that is perception. Some of that is earned. You do more of that, and people can take care of that for you. My friend Matthias, who I saw at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Friday, had a very busy weekend. Hey, Matthias, man, I wanted to tell you, I was inspired by your weekend plans. I hadn't heard from you since, but how did the weekend go?
It was awesome, Mickey. I had a great time. It was good to see you on Friday as well.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling in. You asked me to do so I said I would. I guess give my thoughts and everything. Unfortunately, I went 3-1. I guess 3-2 if you count the soccer loss. But the women played well. Really pleased with what I saw. A lot of good effort. The freshman, all-star freshman. I'm sure a lot of people may or may not know about Ruby. She looks good. And the transfers are fitting in. Men's basketball. Not happy with the loss, but I am pleased with the effort. It was surprising to see PJ Hall show up and play as much as he did. And you can really see that Chase Hunter is taking on that leadership role. I really like to see I like the progression I saw from him. There's not really the hesitancy that we've seen before and saw him really trying to take it on. So I will give, and it's hard for me to do this, but I'll give Carolina fans some credit. I've been to quite a few basketball games down there, and the atmosphere was pretty close to electric. The Coliseum wasn't full. I'd say maybe 75% full, a lot of empty seats in the upper deck, but the lower bowl was full, and they did bring the energy. Football, first, let me echo the sentiments of everyone else. I've been to tons of military appreciation games at Clemson. I think this was probably the best one I saw. The surprise reunion was great. The empty chairs, both the dedication seat up in the stands and the ones on the field were really inspiring. And then as far as the play on the field, really pleased to see the defense kind of answer the bell and step up, play a lot closer to what we were expecting to see from them. Offense, you know, it is what it is, but pleased with the effort that they gave. Antonio Williams, I really like his progression. You can see the confidence that he has. Playing on the field and in some of his post-game comments. I like his swagger. I know a lot of people give Ngata a lot of grief, but I actually do like his effort as well. He does make some big-time catches when we need him. I will say my only area of concern is I think sometimes we do a little too much. And even Dabo alluded to this, and I think you brought this up, I think, after the Syracuse game. Sometimes when we just need to go north and south, I don't think there's a whole need for all the window dressing that we do. I think there was a third down where we only needed like 1 yard. And I saw Shifley, they sent him out and DJ ran for it. And I don't even think he made it back to the line of scrimmage. But I think if we just gave it to Shifley or Maffa and went straight up, we probably had a better chance of getting it. But all in all, great weekend, had a great time and actually looking forward to doing the same thing this coming weekend.
All right. So did you make it to the women's game yesterday?
Yeah, made it to both.
So, women's basketball on, let me see, I'll get my days right here now. On Thursday, you drove from,
yes,
now let me set this up. You live in Charleston. You came up for the women's game on Thursday. You drove to Columbia for the men's game on Friday. You drove back to Clemson for the football game on Saturday and women's basketball on Sunday and drove back to Charleston. Let me tell you, brother, that's inspirational. And I think that's awesome. And like you said, you went 3-1 and you can do it again this week.
I am. Well, and this is my plea to the Clemson family. I know women's basketball may not be on the forefront of everyone's mind, especially with football, but we're playing at the Lady Gamecocks Thursday, and it's going to be a hard-fought game, and they're going to need our support. So if you can come out Thursday night, please do. I'm coming from Charleston, so if you're in Greenville, Anderson, Central, Clemson, come on out and support the ladies.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think that's fantastic. You are a great fan. It's a great week. And as I told you at Chick-fil-A the other day, just be careful, man. I know it's a lot of driving, and but it is worth it. Yeah. It's nice to see it and support those young people doing a fantastic job. I'm going to need – will I see you at Chick-fil-A then this Friday?
Yeah, I'll be there.
I love it. I love it. Come by and let me know about it. Hopefully we'll be celebrating a big women's basketball deal and men's basketball and Miami again this weekend. Hey, appreciate it.
Let me ask you one quick question. Sure. So I know you got a little bit of a different drive. How was the drive in this morning?
21 to 22 minutes rather than 5 or 6, but I'll send you a picture of our studios, man. It is amazing here. We've got a great new studio and a great new building here, and we're excited about it. It's a long time coming, but our general manager and our upper manager, Ben Milstead, was here all day. He's been here all month long setting us up, and it looks fantastic. Really cool. Love to have you come by sometime.
Cool. Well, I'm happy to hear that. I'll try to do that.
All right, buddy. Have safe trips, and I'll see you Friday.
All right, sounds good.
All right, buddy. That's my friend Matthias. He's from Charleston. I met him years ago at a Charleston Clemson club and hit it off, and that's dedication right there. And that's what I love seeing. I get so disgruntled with the squeaky wheel negativity, and I fall for it. I take the bait. I'm going to talk about this in tomorrow's show, that I was the fool for arguing with a negative fan this weekend, because most of them out there aren't. And I was wrong, man, for even taking the bait. I'll talk about that much more tomorrow. Hey, our friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com, let Mark Hawkins, let Amanda McCall, let the good folks take care of you when it comes to your next mortgage. You might be buying a new home, like we have a new home here at WCCP. You might be renovating, like we've done before, and hope we want to renovate this building for a while. Or you might be in refinance model. Think about Prime Lending. It is an experienced team that would love to help you out. PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark and his very experienced team set records and win awards. And how they do that, they do it with being on top of it and learning more about you and your needs and giving you all kinds of options. So great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Much more to your return of Reaction Monday right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
At Easycater, food for work is our thing. Maybe that's why we get orders from 93% of Fortune 500 companies. So what's up with the other 7%?
So sorry the food is late.
You should order through Easycater. Professionally delivered on time and as ordered.
Totally would, but the E is broken on my keyboard.
Just get IT to fix it.
Totally would. Can't type the word help.
Why don't all companies order through Easycater? Who knows? Order 24/7 from over 95,000 restaurants on Easycater.com. Easycater, food for work. That's our thing.
The Sizzle and Savory Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles in all its tender, marinated glory. Go ahead, call it a comeback. Order yours on the app today. It's bow time.
Here at Granger Nissan, we have the perfect vehicle for tailgating the Clemson Tiger games. The Nissan Pathfinder and Nissan Rogue both have room for all of your family and gear. With a new inventory coming in daily, now is the time to secure one and get yours reserved. With special financing starting at only 1.9%, Granger Nissan will work with you in getting you the best price and deal today. Located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, you can call 864-328-1188 or shop us online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Look no further than Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson for your next pre-owned vehicle. Whether you're in the market for a full or mid-sized truck or SUV, Ralph Hayes has it. Sedan, minivan, something sporty, Ralph Hayes has it. Import or domestic, Ralph Hayes has it. And once you find your pre-owned vehicle at Ralph Hayes Toyota, they'll service any make or model for you. Add to that their rental program, and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota. Pendleton Tire Company wants you to have a tire as strong as you are. The Michelin Defender LTX is ready for the tough jobs and the long hauls. It holds up to tough conditions and will keep you rolling strong with confidence. Give Zach or Joey a call at 864-646-3694. Michelin Tires and the Pendleton Tire Company, a winning combination since 1973. PendletonTire.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Reed's Jewelers and their newly expanded Haywood Mall location is the area's premier Swiss timepiece authorized dealer. You'll be enthralled by their selection of Omega, Breitling, Tudor, Tag Heuer, and Gucci timepieces. Bask in the glow of the new and expanded Diamond Showroom, featuring the perfect ring for her, as well as necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall has won another company award for customer excellence. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, online at Reed's.com.
If a mattress is on your Black Friday shopping list, then buy local and save big at Engineered Sleep. Save up to $1,000 on bundles and up to $500 on mattresses the entire month of November. This is Engineered Sleep's biggest sale of the year. Support your only local mattress manufacturer and thank us later when you get the best night's sleep you've ever had. Don't believe us? Go see the reviews. Free and fast local delivery. Engineered Sleep is your go-to mattress supplier. Better sleep, rest assured. Sure. Shop online or visit our showroom in Greenville.
Hello, Medicare supplement and prescription drug plan holders. If you are paying combined premiums of $175 monthly and have a drug plan deductible, you are overpaying, in my professional opinion. You owe it to yourself and your family to review the Medicare Advantage plan that includes a drug plan with no deductible and zero monthly premiums. Additionally, your maximum out-of-pocket in a calendar year for health care is $2,900 or less, perhaps way less. You also will receive many extra benefits that you do not receive today. Please call 864-307-8484 for an appointment or meeting invitation near you. As always, our services come free to you, and in the rare instance that should you ever want a plan that I do not represent, I will assist you in hooking up with Medicare.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Filer Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
That's my first air guitar of the new studio. First white man overbite of the new studio. Good stuff there from Will Clanton. Will Clanton, Mickey Pollard, love to have you here in the final few minutes, final 30 minutes of the show. Our Reaction Monday edition brought to you by my great friends over at Tiger Sports. It's tigersports.com. If you've seen the weather, you've seen that it was colder this morning. If you're just getting out in it, when I came over this morning, it was 31 degrees. Now, 35, but feels like 27, a little bit of wind out there. 10-mile-an-hour winds are doing that. If you're looking to come into Clemson this weekend, you talk about high of 52 on Saturday, but temperatures dipping into the 40s, maybe high 30s by the end of the game, and we'll see what that looks like. And what, you know, winds might be a little bit. It's a little more windy on Saturday, as a matter of fact. But hey, what that means is layers and hoodies. Layers and hoodies. So go by and see our friends over at Tiger Sports, tigersports.com. They'd love to get you all caught up. It is our great friends over at Tiger Sports, Clemson, or College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard, or 24/7 at tigersports.com. We are talking about Clemson's 31-16 win against Louisville, the Military Appreciation Day. The fact that, you know, we hadn't talked a whole lot about it, Will Clinton, but Walker Parks was out Saturday. And there was talk about McFadden being doubtful. I got a text on Friday saying Parks out, Trenton Simpson out, Fred Davis out, Collins out, Xavier Thomas out, McFadden doubtful. I'm like, on top of that, I knew that Paul Shrelo picked against Clemson. Larry Williams picked on Tiger Illustrated, picked Clemson in a close win. So did Chris Ard. And I was like, I texted Larry after finding that on Friday. I'm like, hey, man, you might need to change your predictions if Parks is out and McFadden's out, and McFadden ended up playing. As it turned out, the Tigers played well, tied the ninth longest winning streak in college football history, the ninth longest home winning streak in college football history, tied one of those Oklahoma teams, and clinched the Atlanta Division title for undefeated in games after a loss in a season since 2011, and did it with a power run game. A lot of emphasis on Shipley's jaw-dropping hurdle for a touchdown. Rightfully so. Very few times you see a 25-yard run in which you hurdle people and break tackles at the end of it. That was great. A lot of talk about Maffa's 39-yard run to end the game in the final 2 minutes, and rightfully so. How about Maffa's pile-moving, pile-pushing 13-yard run? As you're trying to run out the clock, I thought that was a big play. So the run game got going, and Maffa and Shipley, between them, 29 carries for 203 yards. Texas said Maffa should get more touches. Hey, look, especially if Shipley's going to fumble the ball a little bit. I saw Shipley was at Chick-fil-A on Friday. I'm like, man, you healthy? Everything good? He goes, yeah. So take care of that for sure. Texter 5055 on our Adams & Co. roofing text line says, feeling a little weird seeing Latch play for the other team. They leave because of injuries, just wanting to get closer to home. Don't even know where he is. I didn't know, or don't even know where he is from Mark. Yeah, he is at Miami now. He is having a decent year there. Miami doesn't throw the ball a whole lot. Miami comes in 19.5-point underdogs to the 5-5 team. But and they don't have a lot of talent on that team there. But Latson has 27 receptions, 298 yards, and a touchdown. Latson was hurt the whole time here. And that's a good, solid year for him. But I'll take Antonio Williams. I'll take Adam Randall's coming back from that injury and those guys a little more. Their leading receiver is Will Mallory with 393 yards. Latson with 298. He's fourth on the team in yards, receiving yards. He is tied for third on the team in receptions this year with 27 through all of that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Want to talk a little more about some of the other games. We'll do a lot of that on Tuesdays. Spend a lot of time talking about Clemson. Barrett Carter has perhaps one of the best games we've seen from a defender. Dabo Swinney said in segment two with Will Clinton earlier today that he's one of the best football players Dabo's had in 20 years here. I found it interesting. Now, part of it was because of the style of play. Louisville's not, power run team, and Barrett's slightly undersized for inside linebacker. But I thought instincts-wise as that Will linebacker, nice to name after Will Clinton, that I thought he looked great. And as a matter of fact, the football mind that I know, a guy I know talks to coaches and all that, said that flipping Simpson and Carter is the way to go. Dabo mentioned it in a post-game press conference that Carter's eventually going to be a Will linebacker than a Sam linebacker. If Trenton Simpson does go pro, as someone would expect, then you have Trotter at Mike, Carter at Will, and Wade Woodass, who played a terrific game on Saturday as your Sam linebacker. Clemson's speed and athleticism at linebacker, no doubt about that, would be great there. And then, Will, I wanted to mention this to you and get your thoughts on this, because a lot of talk about Carter, his two sacks, his 3.5 tackles for loss, his interception, his pass breakup, and his 8 tackles. Not as much talk about Jeremiah Trotter's 12 tackles unofficially for the game Saturday and 1 forced fumble. I thought Trotter played his best game. Woodass played his best game. Carter played his best game. This might be Clemson's best linebacker game, coming off of maybe Clemson's worst linebacker game the week before.
That's fair. And this is that's Trotter's second game with 10 or more tackles.
Yeah.
The biggest surprise for me on Saturday at the end of the game was Wade Woodass. I don't know if you realize this. He didn't get offered by Clemson until 366 days ago.
Isn't that crazy?
And he was a low 3-star, not a high-profile guy coming out. And, I mean, to have the impact that he's already had. I mean, he had the block punt in his first game against Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Yeah, no doubt. And he's one of those guys that when Clemson offered, you got the backlash for some internet guys. Why are we offering this guy? Look, man, he is absolutely fantastic. I have not mentioned this yet because we're still gathering information right now about a shooting in at the UVA campus in Charlottesville. This is from ABC 8 News, WRIC.com. Manhunt underway for a shooter who killed 3 people and injured 2 more on Virginia's campus last night. Campus is currently on lockdown. Suspect is still loose, considered armed and dangerous, just before 11 p.m. last night. I didn't know about this till I got to the studios here this morning. Police identified the shooting suspect as Christopher Darnell Jones, a student at the university. He is a former UVA football player from the Petersburg area, played linebacker and running back at Petersburg High School there. And so the reason I mentioned it's from a sports standpoint, thoughts and prayers out to those in Charlottesville, Virginia. But former football player there, I don't think he's on the team this year. Said former player there is the shooting suspect. And man, just heartbreaking news coming inside the ACC there with Virginia. So our thoughts and prayers are certainly with them, and we'll keep an eye on that developing story up in Charlottesville. I do want to tell you about my friends over at Katichi. I played golf yesterday with a gentleman who said, we're playing here locally, and he's on a team. We actually played really well. And he said, hey, look, he left a couple putts short. And I go, what's wrong here? He goes, hey, man, I was used to the putting greens complexes over at Katichi, because he said he played Katichi last week. He also said he had a great round going. He was 200 par to the last few holes, had a triple and a double maybe coming home. But he said, look, the bottom line is, like, the greens are so fast there and they're so lightning quick there that, man, Katichi was awesome to play. I get that all the time there. The beautiful settings, the beautiful surroundings, CATEECHEE.com. We love our time at Katichi. We love everything about Katichi, and especially those unbelievably quick, undulating greens there over at Katichi.com. Texter asks, what has Randall done? Well, he came back from an ACL, bro. I mean, he's going through a very... to come back, he tore his ACL in the spring, and he's shown some glimpses. Matter of fact, we had someone who texted in earlier, JD, whose brother has ALS, who said, went to practice last week. I'm telling you, this guy's a future star. Dabo keeps saying that as well. I mean, so far he hadn't seen it on the field with limited action so far, but Adam Randall is coming back from a torn ACL that happened in spring practice. And the staff and those that – I talked to someone who goes to practice – very often, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 days a week, he said, this guy's going to be a star. Just 5 catches so far for 61 yards. But Adam Randall's going to be a star here. And this was pointed out to me, it's a very good point pointed out to me about Randall, is that his explosiveness is slowly coming back. And so you will see more and more of that. He said, Dabo said, and guy's going to be a star too. I'm sorry, 86, 84, but you can't pee on my parade this morning. Randall, when you have torn ACLs, last year in God, I had a rib cage injury that a former NFL trainer and college trainer told me, man, you don't understand these core injuries these guys have. Guess what? Gale Sayers was going to be a great running back too. And he happened to tear his knee open a few times. Sorry about it. I just can't handle your negative parade this morning. Sorry about that. We'll take a short break. Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158. I love my time with them. I love our garage floors. I love everything they do there. Your garage floor can look amazing. Call them today, 404-8158. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Get that high-performance epoxy-based flooring at CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. It's a no-obligation phone call. It is a short presentation. You will absolutely love your floor. It's going to be very functional for you. It's going to be a great deal for you when it comes to increasing the value of your home or your business. It's 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Final segment of a Monday show when you come back for more right after this.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
The Season of Inspiration event has started at Bradshaw Mazda. What does that mean to you? It means low lease specials, finance rates from 2.9, and no payments until 2023 on your new Mazda. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. Upstate friends, pack your family and take a road trip this holiday season in a new Mazda from Bradshaw. Our lineup includes top safety picks, are the most reliable and fun to drive. Don't put your name on a list to buy a car. Drive away in a new Mazda today from Bradshaw Mazda, where cars are just easy to buy. See specials at BradshawMazda.com.
One thing I've noticed as we've been out and about in our community the last few weeks is a lot of you have questions about my weight loss and how I've been able to maintain health. Well, I'll start with the weight loss, thanks to the folks at PhD Weight Loss, but it goes so much deeper than that. One thing that sets Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team apart from others who are trying to help people lose weight is that it's not just about weight loss with them. That's certainly a big part of it, but it's also about making sure that you have the proper tools to maintain the lifestyle that you get in the weight loss phase when you head into maintenance. That's why I lost 24 pounds over 5 weeks last winter, and I'm still sitting well beneath my target weight. It's because they changed my mind about food, and they changed the way I process food. They changed the way that I think about my day in relation to food. They changed the way I think about food with regards to my workout habits and my lifestyle. They can help you too at myphdweightloss.com. One more time, go to the website. That's myphdweightloss.com.
It's time for Tiger football, and what better place to enjoy football weekends than in your own condo at Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant and a football field for pre-tailgate festivities. When you aren't here cheering for the Tigers, earn income using our managed rental program to rent your condo to fellow Tiger fans. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today. Go Tigers.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Prepare your lawn and landscaping for fall with advice from the professionals at your local Landscaper Supply. From right mowers to mulch, landscaping materials, and more, Landscaper Supply has what homeowners and lawn care professionals need to get the job done. Find a Landscaper Supply in Easley, Greer, Greenville, Anderson, and Simpsonville, and coming soon, a new location in Seneca, the number one right mowers dealer in the Carolinas. Landscaper Supply, online at landscapers-supply.com.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 10 years in a row. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini-holiday packages, the Modern Mama or Ladies' Day In packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson, Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Upcountry Mail is South Carolina's only concierge medical practice that focuses on testosterone replacement and anti-aging. We start with a full blood panel, followed by a one-hour consult with our physician. Our pricing is simple, $220 a month for unlimited doctor visits, lab work, plus all your testosterone and supplies. We offer growth hormone treatments, weight loss plans, Wegovy, ED treatments, and much more. Come see what a difference Lowcountry Mail will make in your life. Make men men again. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
Segments of the first show from the new studios. Again, everybody's doing a great job, and can't thank the folks enough for getting this thing done. Love it, man. Well, how's it going over there for you, man? It's like seamless. You got a new board. You got all kinds of new computers, new big TV screens. How'd you get bigger TV than I got? That's interesting.
I've been doing
power play.
Small favors for Ben Milstead over the years, so. Yeah. It's good to see it finally pay off.
Yeah, power play for sure. We have a busy show tomorrow. Still time on our Adams & Co. Roofing text line. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Still time for a phone call or two in the final segment, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Get in touch with us for sure. Tomorrow's show, Dr. Milt Louder, A Moment with Milt. I saw a great video yesterday I'm going to ask Milt about being a parent. Also ask him some sports-related stuff when it comes to performance-related. We'll get to that coming up. We will talk to Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com. The news is not great at South Carolina. The Gamecocks just got throttled in the run game, especially Saturday. And if you're South Carolina, you don't want to – have to recall what happened there, but we'll get with Tony on that one. And they've got Tennessee coming to town, a 23 touchdown underdog there. One of the things I'll ask Tony is we get over Satterfield and we get on him, and rightfully so. I mean, the Gamecocks had 44 yards rushing. had 193 yards through the air. The Gamecocks had 11 first downs against, let me be clear about this, a bad Florida defense. Florida's defense has been atrocious this year. South Carolina had 11 first downs, 237 yard total yards, 237 total yards, and 44 yards rushing. But Beamer and Clayton White get passes. Florida put up 515 yards. Florida outrushed South Carolina 374 to 44. What's more alarming to you, Will, giving up 374 on the ground or running 444 yourself? I mean, both those are bad numbers.
For me, it's the 44 yards of rushing. That's highly questionable, and especially with Jaheim Bell being apparently moved to starting running back.
Yeah.
Not sure where that decision came from, but it definitely did not have a positive effect.
Well, let me put that, what's more shocking then? 44 or 374?
374.
Yeah. Moving forward, I don't think you'll see 374. I don't know. Tennessee and Clemson, they'll be big underdogs in the final two games, which looks like 6-6. Texture 5150. This is crazy. See what I did there? Loco 5150. Ask Mickey, how about the interim Auburn coach beating Jimbo? Maybe you discussed it earlier. Cadillac is good for the Auburn family. No doubt about that. I felt so good for Cadillac Williams in the post game. I watched all that Saturday night. I felt so good for Cadillac Williams. And really, really like that for sure. Good for him. Mitch from Easley writes in, I wanted to call at some point and ask, but do you think that Dabo could bring in Willie Korn's offensive coach? He's young, he's innovative, offense, and Clemson connection seemed like a great fit. I think Willie Korn would love that. I think someday, some point in time, you could kind of see that maybe. That makes an awful lot of sense for sure. Texture 9670 said, offense never helps the defense. Well, I thought they helped him out this past week. I mean, what's talking about Clemson? I mean, I would say that a 12-play, 75-yard touchdown drive to start the game is helping out the defense. I would say a 8-play, 66-yard field goal drive is pretty good. I'd say a 10-play, 80-yard drive, touchdown drive right before the half. I think that kind of helped the defense a little bit. I would say to start out the second half after going three and out, an 8-play, 85-yard drive for a touchdown, I think that kind of helped the defense a little bit. I don't know, man. I kind of disagree with that through some of that. Oh, you mean South Carolina. I'm sorry. Yeah, the offense never helps the defense. But part of the problem there, and I appreciate you clarifying that, 96-70, part of that is that the defense has got to get off the field too. You know, one of the things that you want to do to help both sides of the ball, you got to get off the field. You got to be able to get a three and out. And that didn't happen for South Carolina and Florida. On the drive charts, Florida lines up 14 plays, 78-yard touchdown. 7 plays, 64 yards touchdown. 2 plays, 85 yards touchdown. 11 plays, 82 yards touchdown or field goal. I mean, in the first half, they ended the drive on a 7-play, 46-yard drive. It's 24-0 on the first 4 drives. They miss a field goal, then they score a touchdown. Turnover on downs and punt. The defense played better in the second half, but fact of the matter is you go 14-play, 75-yard touchdown, 7-play, 64-yard touchdown, 2-play, 85-yard touchdown, 11-play, 82-yard field goal. I'm not sure how that's the offense's fault. Texas said South Carolina got manhandled on both sides. That's what is alarming there. 96-28 said I could hear you singing 6-6 and 6-6. Yeah. Texture said this is from 5697. I like being reminded that Randall's injury was in the spring, but also good for you to remember that fans don't see practice, and yes, fans do have the right to doubt our coach's statements with potential many come to fruition. Glad you had another person make an assessment. Yeah, but when you are told that a guy's going to be a really good player and it is an injury, you can't foresee injuries. Like, okay, tell me the next person that's going to get hurt and career is going to be hampered by injuries. You know the reason that why Will Shipley has been a really good player so far, Will? He's been healthy for the most part. You know why Antonio Williams has been great so far at Clemson? He's been healthy so far in his freshman season. You know why Barrett Carter played so good in the first 2 years here? Because he's been healthy. Now, tell me any Nostradamus out there is going to tell me who's going to be hurt next. Or tell me a guy who has torn ACLs that didn't get their year or year and a half or even 2 years at times derailed at times. I'm sorry, man. I can't predict health.
And people forget how lucky Clemson has been for a lack of injuries for so long, you know, leading up to 2019.
Yes, no doubt. Let me get Charlie in Clemson. Final phone call of the show. Charlie, thanks for hanging on. How you doing today?
Good, man. Sounding good from the new studio.
Well, thank you. Very kind of you.
I just want to make a quick point. You know that first drive that Clemson had, early on in the drive, you got a tip pass that was almost intercepted. And you talk about a game of inches or centimeters, you know, how much different would the game maybe have turned out had that first drive ended with an interception right there? But instead, it continues on, goes down, and we score a touchdown. I just looked at the buddy beside me in the stands. I'm like, man, what a different outcome that drive almost had. That's all I really had to your thoughts were on that.
Oh, there's no doubt. I appreciate that, Charlie. Yeah, I mean, you talk about momentum. You talk about perception. You talk about confidence levels. There's a lot in there. And teams can certainly change that. Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt about that. DJ was and Dabo said, I got a text right before the game started from a really good source who said DJ's on a short leash today. And Dabo even mentioned that after the game, that this was his do or die. As it turns out, he played really well again, and the offense got going there again. But that's a really, really good point. Brad Hughes, I'm a good hands at Allstate. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com, and get touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Going the extra mile is a big thing there with mile-wise. You could save money by driving less and paying by the mile. Brad Hughes at allstate.com. Going the extra mile, what we saw from Barrett Carter on Saturday. He was the second hurdle guy. Eight tackles, two tackles for loss, two sacks, 3.5 tackles for loss, an interception, a pass breakup. That's going the extra mile. Both zeros. Oh, the other zero. You saw Antonio Williams have his best day. 10 catches for 83 yards and a touchdown. So great stuff there from both of the zeros at Clemson. Going the extra mile was a big deal there. Skip the music for me, Will Clanton. What do you got 2-minute drill for me today?
Tonight at 8:15, you get the conclusion of the NFL Week 10 with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington football teams. Philadelphia is going to be at least 8-1, and they would be tied with the Minnesota Vikings for the top NFL record so far. The cream rises to the top. Would never have imagined Eagles and Vikings as your best two NFL teams in Week 10. Imagine that.
Have you seen a crazier game than the Vikings yesterday? That was one of the weirdest, wildest, craziest, wackiest games I've ever seen.
I thought the game was over at some point.
Several times.
Yeah.
Several times. And you got to find a way. You go back and think about finding a way to screw up a game there at the end. Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff there for sure. Hey, my 2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out. The very best in the business is EricNewton.com. Full service real estate in Clemson. No one knows more about the real estate in Clemson than Eric Newton. No one can help you out quite like Eric Newton and EricNewton.com. My 2-minute drill. Well, what a great win, uniform wise, Military Appreciation Day. Seeing the offense rush for 248, seeing the offense go for over 400 yards, and seeing the defense pressure and the defensive adjustments made in the second half there. When it didn't look good on Friday and didn't look good Saturday morning with the injuries and the people doubting them, this team was challenged, and I thought they came out and did a terrific job there with a nice win. And now two more home games, Miami and South Carolina coming up. Should be an interesting November, no doubt about that. Will Clanton, great job. Appreciate all of your help. Terrific stuff. I'll see you here in the morning. Let me thank our caller, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emails. Up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and John. Folks, have a wonderful Monday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spark.